Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is pleasant today. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, making it a great day to be outside. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures, while Haifa sees a gentle breeze. Eilut remains sunny and warm, perfect for an afternoon walk. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Israel Hayom, just in, the U.S. Army conducted another wave of strikes, bombing a bridge near Bandar Abbas. Iranian media reports 2 casualties. Also, Ynet reports from this morning that the U.S. launched a 5th night of strikes on Iran. Washington informed Jerusalem of plans to target infrastructure and energy facilities. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post notes that Trump is expected to expand the military campaign against Iran. Tehran warns of broader retaliation. Separately, Walla shares that for the 5th consecutive night, U.S. Central Command confirms another round of attacks in Iran. This announcement was made in a recent post on X. And finally, from JNS, earlier today, U.S. Vice President Vance suggested an Israeli influence campaign targeted Trump's administration during Iran talks. He rejected accusations against Israeli officials. Here's what people are saying online. AMK Mapping, a satellite imagery analyst, notes just minutes ago that an Iranian drone struck a U.S. Patriot air defense system at Erbil Airport yesterday. Al Arabiya English reported earlier that former U.S. military diplomat Brent Sadler believes negotiations with Tehran are stalled. He argues for sustained military pressure for a lasting ceasefire. Raylan Givens, a commentator, posted that IRGC-backed militias in Iraq are offering a $10 million reward for anyone who eliminates Trump. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes in Iran. Israel Hayom reports that the U.S. targeted a bridge near Bandar Abbas and an airport, aiming to disrupt Iranian logistics. This operation reflects ongoing tensions with implications for regional stability. Turning to the potential expansion of the Iran campaign, the Jerusalem Post highlights that while Trump is set to increase military pressure, the timing and scale remain uncertain. Tehran's warnings of retaliation could further escalate the situation. Meanwhile, Walla's report on the U.S. Central Command's 5th consecutive night of strikes underscores the persistent U.S. strategy in the region. This ongoing military action raises concerns about potential Iranian responses. On the diplomatic front, JNS reveals that Vice President Vance discussed alleged Israeli attempts to influence U.S. public opinion against Trump's Iran policies. This adds another layer to the complex U.S.-Israel-Iran dynamic affecting diplomatic relations. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEK reports that AI agents are transforming the software business model. Gartner predicts AI coding costs could exceed average developer salaries by 2028, impacting enterprise finance. Separately, Walla Business covers the financial turmoil of Japnica. A wave of arson and shootings threatens to damage the brand, posing financial risks after Lumi Partners' recent investment. And finally, Globe shares that Asaf Rapaport and other Wiz founders are eyeing a stake in Herzliya Medical Center. They're competing with Yitzhak Tshuva for a 25% share, valued at NIS 1 billion. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 2 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.